Momently, I think new thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Momently, I think new thoughts. Yes. Every moment of my life, I can think new thoughts. Now, how often do I think new thoughts? When do I want to have new thoughts? How do I put new thoughts in motion for myself in my life? Where do the new thoughts come from? Where do new ideas come into my world? Where do new ideas come into my life that make me happy and make me feel just wonderful, make me feel like life is worth living? Where do these thoughts come from? Well, a lot of us feel that they come from reading, you know. We read lots of books, we get wonderful new thoughts. And we have discussions with friends, and that opens up our minds to many new thoughts and new ideas. And we travel the world, and we come up with new thoughts and come up with new ideas. Or we go to the INTA, International New Thought Alliance, and we come up with new thoughts, you know. Or, what do? We read the books of ancients, and we come up with new thoughts. That sounds redundant, to read the books of ancients and come up with new thoughts. Well, where do we really come up with new thoughts? We have a lot of beautiful inventors and creative people in the world. And these inventors and creative people come up with new ideas that have not been utilized before. In our philosophy, we say, all exists. There's nothing new, nothing that is different, nothing changed. All exists. All exists in the universe. There's nothing new that can ever be brought forth, but all exists. Now, what we can do is we can reveal that allness that exists. We can reveal those wonderful ideas that lie dormant or hidden, unaware to our consciousness. We can reveal them and bring them out and express them in our life. Now, that's what inventors do. That's what musicians do. That's what people who are creative and imaginative do. They come up with all sorts of beautiful ideas, and they don't come up with them because they read them in a book. They don't come up with them because they have worked with scientific technology that has helped them to know these things. They come up with these things as an illumination, as a revelation. It is something that had not been done before, something that had not been approached before in any way like that. So, how do we come up with these new and beautiful things? We come up with these new and beautiful things by listening within. Momently, I think new thoughts. And that's the key, to think new thoughts. Now, if I momently think new thoughts, where are these new thoughts popping up from? From all of my studies, all of my reading, all of my preparation? No. Actually, it causes us to put aside all those things and come up with only one thing. It causes us to come up with something that already exists. And then we say, Eureka! Oh, I see! Oh, wonderful, wonderful! And the revelation has begun. Now, the revelation may be a long, drawn-out experience where there are many aspects that are being revealed to you, and that's great too. Or it may just be one beautiful theory of relativity like Mr. Einstein found. Now, isn't it interesting, when we talk about a great person or a great thinker, we don't think of Dr. Einstein. We think of Einstein. We think of Mr. Einstein. We think of this magical mental being that lived and revealed from his divine inner self the greatness that he was. And we don't need to call a painter, We don't need to call anyone a doctor because they're listening to the divine within. How many painters do you know who are doctors? And when your medical doctor comes up with some wonderful new thing, oh, you just say, doctor, how wonderful. And the doctor is merely a synonym for the name that he has for himself. You might say George, or you might say Dr. Jones, or you might say something else. But you see, their doctor gets all tangled up with that word. And by that, I'm not meaning to say that doctor is good or doctor is bad. I'm just saying that it too often is the indication of a learned or intellectual being. And when a person steps beyond the learned or intellectual aspect of their beingness and reaches out into the level of really where they are, momently thinking new thoughts, momently revealing new understanding of the eternal ideas that are always there, there are no labels that can go to it. There are no labels that can tell us that this is a wonderful being. Oh, many people pride themselves on their intellectualism and on their intellectual prowess, and that is to be commended. That is to be appreciated, delighted, and respected. However, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of moment-by-moment thinking, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of the revelation revealing these beautiful ideas, it does not take an intellectual mind. The intellectual mind often gets in the way of that intuitive thinking, that inner thinking that reveals all things. And when it gets in the way, then the inner, you say, that's too important, too wonderful to be. Madame Curie, when she found radium, she found it by accident. She was doing experiments, it's true, she was reviewing, but when she came into that realization of the radium, when she came to that radiological study and awareness, she was beside herself, because it was an intuitive thing that had become aware to her. And many people have had different and fantastic experiences. And as they've had these fantastic experiences, their creative mind knew how to use it. It knew how to have it be revealed to them, a way in which to use that which has happened to them, apparently by accident. And of course, we know nothing happens by accident. Moment by moment, I think my thoughts. And my thoughts are those thoughts that are so fabulous, so wonderful, so joyous, so super, that it opens up every door for me to know who I am. You and I have the freedom to listen within. You and I have the freedom to reveal from within all that is. And if we would talk from within, some people say, you're talking gibberish. Well, at the moment it appears gibberish, but if you give it a little time to reveal itself, the ungibberish words that would make it sensible would come. Sometimes the magic in our mind is so profound, so outstanding, that no words seem to come to allow us to define it. But given a little time, or given a little further introspective awareness, the way of defining it is there. And my moment-by-moment thought is always revealing something utterly fantastic within me. That's wonderful, isn't it? My goodness sakes. A person who's uneducated could come up with the most fantastic dreams, and that's true, and they do. But people don't listen to them because they say they're not educated. But one day we'll know that the only true education is the education of listening to the divine within. And then when we listen, we must also have the ability to understand. Because we can hear and we can know, but if we don't understand, we don't have the benefit. Think on these things, they're kind of fun. That's what the Absolute Philosopher does, and that's what I enjoy all of the time in my life. Now you have a wonderful day, and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see all things in your world glorious and good and revealed to you today. I love you. I love you. I love you.